KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Well, there's been another murder in Inanda. This time an off-duty police constable has been shot dead. He was gunned down outside his girlfriend's home last night. According to the police, the gunman jumped out of a car and assaulted the officer before opening fire on him. The KZN SAPS's Robert Nitsiunda says the constable's service firearm and cell phone were taken. A manhunt for the killers has been launched.
It is reported that the deceased was standing with his girlfriend on Emachoweni Main Road when a VW Polo vehicle arrived. The two men started talking to the victim and his girlfriend and then instructed the girlfriend to walk away. They then reportedly shot the man and killed him on the scene before fleeing from the scene. The suspects as well as the motive of the killings are unknown at this stage.
Eskom needs to be a step ahead of its operational challenges. This is the view of energy expert Tshepo Kgadima, as the power utilities officials have acknowledged that problems were beginning to show at the utilities' auxiliary plants and water systems. They admitted that these weren't the focus of efforts to improve generation performance. As a result of multiple unit trips at the weekend, the country was plunged into state six of the rolling blackouts.
That is a bizarre and absurd management philosophy for running a power station. It is a horror story because it was a shocking confession to come out of the chairman of the board of Eskom as well as the management, that in their generation recovery plan, they focused more on the boilers, the turbines, as well as the generators, but not the generators and all the other piping systems for water and all of that.
The power cuts were downgraded to stage four before they were further taken down to stage two this morning. Kgadima says there are several critical issues that need to be solved.
They could not tell South Africa as to how many of their power stations that are currently operational are now going to need particular focus in terms of maintenance of the auxiliary plant. They couldn't tell us how long it's going to take them to ensure that all the auxiliary plant is running according to original equipment manufacturer specifications. They could not tell us as to how much money they are going to have to spend additional to what they have already budgeted for.
And the Vatican says Pope Francis, who's battling pneumonia in both lungs, slept well after earlier reporting a slight improvement in the health of the 88-year-old. The Argentine pontiff was admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital earlier this month with breathing difficulties and bronchitis, but his condition has subsequently worsened and faithful around the world have been praying for his recovery. The Holy See issued a more hopeful statement last night, saying that the Pope's critical clinical conditions demonstrate a slight improvement. It said Francis had suffered no respiratory attacks like one on Saturday that required high-flow oxygen. Durban, a high of 30 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay, a high of 28. The top story, there's been another murder in Inanda in the north of Durban. This time an off-duty police constable was shot dead outside his girlfriend's home last night. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.